Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Colorful underwear, people stealing wine, and an explosive smart toilet. That's what we have on deck today. Yeah, I know, all these things. So a robbery suspect, police were able to catch him because of his very colorful underwear. A pair of multicolored briefs that peeked out above his trousers helped police arrest him a year later. This is what the Fed said in New York, the Associated Press. It happened at a tobacco shop in Queens. Three masked men got out of a Mazda, entered the store, according to the federal complaint. Two of the men, they pointed their guns at the employees and customers. The third robbed the cash register. But they spotted very colorful briefs and a large letter R in white in the year 1990 in yellow. And so a tipster passed along the Instagram handle of the suspect with the colorful underwear, and they found them. They were selling. They had sold the merchandise at another Queens location. And so they were able to get him because of his britches. Because he's stupid. Yeah. Oh, man. Now, I don't know. I watched this South Park episode where they had the Japanese toilets, and I was like, that looks so cool. And they're really kind of, they're very interesting. This smart toilet apparently exploded while someone was using it. Not because someone was using it. This man barely managed to get off his smart toilet with an intact backside. After smoke started coming out of the toilet bowl and the entire thing burst into flames. The incident occurred on November 10th. The man was using the toilet. At first, there was a smell of smoke. The plumes of white smoke started billowing from the bowl. It's like a witch's cauldron. And finally, just as the man got up from the toilet, it burst into flames. He took photos. He didn't even have time to put his shorts on, but he did take photos. It is pretty wild. It was like all lit up. I mean, it literally looked like a Halloween decoration. Now, they think it was a short circuit that sparked the fire, and they didn't actually say what make this was. I kind of would like to know what make it was, but, I mean, it wasn't made properly or something, but it blew up. But that's kind of fascinating, just saying. Also, let's see here. Oh, here's the one I wanted. So I got two wine stories. There's one guy who stole, I guess he was going to have a party. He walked out of a Publix in Florida with 12 bottles of wine. Dang. Yeah. I love how this Publix is on Fiddlesticks Boulevard in Fort Myers. God love you, Fort Myers. Tampa, they're looking for, they couldn't catch him. How do you not catch a guy who steals 12 bottles of wine?
How do you carry 12 bottles of wine?
No joke, right? They're like, if anybody sees him, call Crime Stoppers. What? He entered a Publix and literally walked right out with 12 bottles of wine. So you could do it like that, or you could do it like this chick. A Florida woman got mad because she demanded that a couple buy her wine. And then she took a wine bottle and allegedly used it as a weapon to hit a woman on the head and knocked her boyfriend out cold. Sanford, Florida, Angelique Glenn was arrested Thursday after a couple, she was demanding the couple pay for her bottle of wine at a gas station. She said that Glenn placed her bottle of wine on the counter with her order and they didn't want to pay for it. She got mad, threatened them. So she's in custody. Course. That's not how you do it. Two winos there. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K. This is like a really, really innovative gun. I don't know if you're familiar with, you have to be familiar with what Kel-Tec does, right? I mean, it's a great Florida company. They have a great origin story too, which we'll save for another time. But the Sub 2K, it's awesome carbine. It's reliable. It's accurate. It's super lightweight and it folds in half. It's like firearm origami. You can get it 9mm or 50 cal. It picks up where handguns leave off. I mean, you can tuck it up, fold it up, literally fold it up, and tuck it away when you got limited space, but it's super quick to deploy, so to speak, when you need to, whether it's for, you know, you're going to the range or whether it's home defense or anything like that. The cool thing is, too, is that it has options for several popular magazines like Glock, Smith & Wesson, 6 Hour. It's really makes it much easier to take along because there's so much less to take with you. So from right now all the way up until March of next year, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a Sub 2K, you get $100. That's awesome. And you can take advantage of that all the way up until March of 2024. And the Sub 2K, like I said, I got this. I have this car. It's awesome. Easily disassembled for cleaning, inspection, intuitive sights, adjustable stock. Love it. Learn more about the Sub 2K and that $100 rebate program. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. the Tesla cyber beast. Did y'all watch this video? I can't remember if I sent it out to you, and I did. I think I did tweet it out. Musk, we made fun of it, and it literally looks like a child's drawing. I mean, I've never seen anything that looks more like a child's drawing in my life. It is apparently also the body of it can withstand 9mm and 45. Yeah. Well, Musk tweeted about that yesterday, and everyone else was like, just shoot the glass. Yeah, but, you know, you're supposed to hide in the body. I mean, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, it's the most expensive of their all-wheel and rear-wheel drive, like the versions of it, the Cyberbeast. You have the Cybertruck. The Cyberbeast is the most expensive. So I think it's the Cybertruck that starts at 61. This one starts at 100, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Cyberbeast. Was pulling a 40,000-pound sled against an F-350 on a track. They had it running up against a Porsche 911. And it was towing a Porsche 911, and it was beating a Porsche 911. It goes from, hold up, what's the top speed? 130 miles per hour. This thing is 6,800-something pounds. Towing capacity of 11,000 pounds. Designed for all terrains. It will terrify people as it approaches them, because they're going to be like, how did this leap off my child's page into the actual meat space in which I exist? It takes 2.6 seconds, 0-60.
Wow. While towing?
Yeah.
Dang.
So that is what had me, because I like fast cars. I love fast cars. I like heavy cars. So I know we're going to get more meat and potatoes and politics here in a moment. So when I had, as my kids got a little older, I had my mom vehicle, and it was making me depressed because they were started driving and I was all depressed and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to drive this big vehicle because it's empty and quiet and it's sad. So I was like, I want something that's loud and fast, and I want to feel like I'm in fear of my life every time I close the door. And I checked all those boxes off. But the first thing I had asked, though, is I wanted a Dodge Demon. And I don't even think I got the part out of that, and Chris looked at me and says, no. He's like, you're not getting, he's like, that is not happening. I'm like, but why? It checks these boxes. And he's like, you're going to wrap that around a tree, was his first thing. What, don't you shake your head over there? Don't you shake your head? I'm living with the thermostat, okay?
Sorry, I agree with Chris on this one.
And he's like, you're going to wrap it around a tree. I'm like, but it goes fast. And he's like, his eyes get bigger. Like, thank you for making my case for me. Yeah, that's great. So I did get a vehicle that goes fast, and it has heavy door, and I'm very pleased with it. But yeah, and I was like, well, I was rolling off all the, he was saying no to all of them. But this one now, because he likes gadgets, he is not as opposed to EVs as I am. I'm not really opposed to EVs. I really don't care how this is taken. I don't care about the whole environmental argument. I just really don't give a rat's backside. I don't care. If it looks cool and it goes fast, I'm into it. You know, like I like it. And it's also kind of a gadget. But this thing is weird. I feel like you would have to take a class to use it, right? It's like if a DeLorean was poorly drawn and also a truck, it would be this, right? Like the back of it looks like a damn barbecue grill. Like, Kane, you could roast your meat in that.
Right.
It's weird. The way it all lifts up, I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me. I don't like modernity. I am a full-on maximalist traditionalist. Hardcore. But there is something to be said. Again, it's a giant vehicle that goes, you know, 2.6 seconds, 0-60. So that means, you know, your jowls are going to fly back to the seat of, you know, the vehicle as you take off. I kind of like that, right?
This is just a couple of weapons short of an urban assault vehicle. If you think about it. I mean, it's bulletproof.
And they're like, look, you can raise up the little, what is that, like a sun-powered thing? Like a solar thing?
It's a solar panel to charge while you're...
My only objection to EVs is how much of it has to be sourced in China. How much of the materials have to be sourced in China. That's my only objection. I don't care about the environment, all that. You know why? Because gas and coal, it's like way better. Our extraction's cleaner. It's just so much better. But I do like, you know, I have an options. I don't like being gaslit into thinking that it's better for the environment because nobody cares. But Musk is like, yeah, the doors are bulletproof, 45 and 9mm. He had a video in Austin. They did this whole thing where they were demonstrating it, and they went to the track and they showed this. So it starts at 99.9, 845 horsepower tri-motor, 0-60 in 2.6, sub 11 second quarter mile.
Quiet as a mouse.
That's the terrifying thing. You don't hear this thing rolling up on you. Which would be good in a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
because, you know, in my expertise, you know, the zombies are attracted by the noise. So I'm just saying. But they show you like camping with it. It shows all these people taking this thing out to camp. You're gonna go camp with it. It would be kind of interesting. It's a brutalist design. It really is. It's a very brutalist looking design for sure. And I feel like you could cut your eye open on the edges. It's not very child friendly, but I mean, I like it goes fast. It's powerful. I just wonder what do you think the battery's like in this thing? To replace it, it'd be more than the damn truck, wouldn't it?
It'd have to be hefty.
Oh, jeez. It's probably 3/4 of the weight right there.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a study coming out of Scotland highlights, Kane, a concern. I don't know why I'm talking in a Scottish accent. Concerning link between adolescents that use social media frequently. They say they're more prone to making dangerous decisions. Probably because everybody's trying to compete with each other. Living my best life. Hashtag living my best life. I mean, it just doesn't it seem like that. Remember, what you see on social media is a curated life. That's why I hate. I don't know if you can tell. I hate Instagram. I'm on it because everyone's like, why don't you post on Instagram? Like, because I don't. Because I hate Instagram. I am like a 1,000-year-old person in this. I don't know. Let's see. Minnesota Middle School. They have banned students' cell phones, and kids are not happy. Wah, wah. Oh, kids aren't happy. School, they told students a year ago, yeah, you're not bringing your cell phones in all the time. They said it's made a night and day difference. They said it's game changing. It has a huge impact on their kids. They say that now they're actually engaging with each other. They're talking with each other. There's really good classroom discussion. And I do agree with that. I think kids spend way too much time on their phones. They spend way too much time on their devices. And it doesn't help when the adults in their lives encourage it by doing the same and modeling that behavior. Let's see here. This is a story I want. The forklift story. So forklift is like a big thing. So like my stepdad drives a forklift. Like my kids are like, grandpa, Papa drives a forklift. It's the coolest thing ever. This 12-year-old stole a forklift, led police on an hour-long chase. Okay, how fast do those go? Me, not knowing much about forklifts. I mean, what, 10 miles an hour? They even go that fast?
A little more than that. So you're on the road.
Yeah, this 12-year-old could, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Isn't it snowing up there right now? He led police on an hour-long chase. He hit 10 parked vehicles. It was a construction genie. Does this matter? Telehandler. It weighs 35,000 pounds. He stole it outside Forsyth Middle School. It was unlocked with the key right inside the cab. Real smart. And they said it was a dangerous situation. It could have ended with injuries. Thankfully, it didn't. And it was like just shortly before 7 p.m. Saturday when it happened. And so, yeah, they pursued it at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Are you serious? 15 to 20 miles an hour. And they said that they were telling, you know, don't go in front of the forklift. They were telling the kid to pull over, all of this other stuff. He left city limits and all this. And they had a county sheriff also in pursuit. He was taken into custody, put into juvie. No one was injured. 15 to 20 miles per hour. My gosh. Where were the parents at this whole thing? This is disgusting. A body of a missing man was found decomposing in the vents at a community college. Yeah, they found him. Sadly, he was reported missing back on November 1st. And no other information is available. That's horrible. Stick with us. So you know how we roll here on The Dana Show. I don't know how long we can let the illustrious Donny Hathaway play without getting in trouble. But, you know, it's December 1st. And I love me some Christmas. And I love Christmas music. Oh, get it, Donny. Shake a hand. Donny Hathaway's This Christmas is one of the songs we gotta start it with because it is a vibe. It sets the mood. It's happy. Oh, get it. With the horns, get it in there if you can't listen because the simulcast. Shake a hand, shake a hand. I don't even know if that's what the man's saying, but I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah, there you go. Oh my gosh. I heard this song all the time growing up, but my stepdad is a huge Motown fan. Huge Motown fan. And I got into my first concert when I was growing up as a kid was literally Al Green. It's the first concert I ever went to. And I was 15, I knew every song, and I was, I'm sure I, you know, stuck out like a sore thumb. And I'm like, why are we the youngest people here? But it was, I mean, I love all of it. And I love Donny Hathaway's stuff. I remember when, you remember Friday nights? Friday nights was Blockbuster Video Night. You get to go and you pick a movie. And, you know, I get to pick one and my parents got to pick one. I remember one time they picked James Brown Live. And so I got to know all James Brown stuff. So I grew up loving, you know, all this, loving Donny Hathaway, loving the Supremes, loving Al Green, loving James Brown, all of it. I don't know. I had a very interesting upbringing. And I heard this song every Christmas. Of course, my stepdad, had he had vinyl. I heard this on vinyl. And he was very particular. He had Donny Hathaway's album. He had this on. I think it was on B-side. I don't even remember. But he would play the song. And we'd be decorating the tree. And it would be Bing Crosby, some this, some Elvis, and some Donny Hathaway. And I mean, it is, it's just like a whole vibe. So we kick off the whole holiday season. Little Donny Hathaway, we got a little Bing Crosby, we got a little Paul McCartney and Wings, because you got to play that even though my kids, you know, object. It's such a great song. Kane's over here just jamming. You're jamming. Donny Hathaway is a mood, man. You can't be mad when you're listening to Donny Hathaway. You're just like, you know what? Shake a hand. That's right. Steve. Steve, were you familiar with Donny Hathaway until you started working on the show? Oh, yeah. See, everybody knows this song. Everybody knows this song. Everybody does. You know, Dionne Warwick doing Little Drummer Boy? That's one of the best, too. That's such a great song. Oh, my gosh, the fireside's blazing bright, and they're caroling through the night, y'all. Oh! It's Friday. It's December 1st. You guys think I'm joking. I put this video up. I don't think we can play it because it'll probably be like a copyright violation, but you can go to my Instagram page, at DLash, and you can find this video. It's this SNL thing that they did. The song was like, I Wish It Was Christmas Today, and it was like a goofy little skit that they did, and it was Jimmy Fallon and some of the other guys, Horatio Sands, and they would, he'd play this little guitar, and they would sing, and it was kind of goofy. Well, they had the Muppets do it, and the guy who was doing the Kermit puppet that day was losing his mind. But I'm like, that's me on Christmas, though. I am that Kermit puppet on Christmas. You guys thought I was joking. I'm not. Not joking. So anyway, we have officially kicked it off. So when you rejoin me on Monday, we're going to have like a whole snowy theme back here. Who knows? We could have back here. We might have like some mounds with some decorated trees on them. We might have some Hobby Lobby trees up in here. You don't even know what we're going to have in here. I mean, it's going to be a winter wonderland. Fa-la-la-la-la. Deck my halls. See, that's what you can tell everybody this time of year when you're displeased. Instead of, you know, bless your heart, just say, deck my halls. You know. All right. But it's officially kicked off. I told Lorraine, I dropped her a message, and I said, Donny Hathaway time. And she's probably like, what? What is, she's probably thinking, she's like, she's buried in the Santos congressional stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.